Is Lauren. Okay, so we're starting a new siman today. Page 46, siman kuf mem aleph. So we're going to talk about laning, aliyahs, and things like that. So Machaber says, sarach likros me'umad. That you have to, when you're laning, we'll see what that means, the person has to be standing. Va'afilu yismo chatzmo l'kosel. And even to lean on something, to a wall or a pillar, you're not allowed to do that. Unless you're a really heavy guy, or the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah, or a person's ill or they're old, so then they could support themselves with something. We'll get into that in a second. Let's do that right now. Now, the Chofetz Chaim says in the Mishnah Berurah that even these people, they should not lean with force on whatever they need to prop themselves up on. And they should just like support themselves a little bit, but it shouldn't be so much that if hypothetically you would remove that support, the person would fall over. So it should be in a light type of way. Now,
so what happens if somebody can't stand up without it?
So the Mishnah Berurah says, I was going to get that, that if by the evidence a person did either sit or lean in this fashion, there would still be yotze anyways. You don't have to go back and lean. But one very interesting idea is the Chofetz Chaim says at the end of Dalet that if a person does have to lean on something, so you see a lot of times people lean the balkor or whatever. Or even, this is very important for the Gaboyim, or anyone who's around the Bima, that they lean on the Bima. So the Chofetz Chaim points out that you're not allowed to lean on the cover of the Bima. You're not allowed to lean on the cover of the Bima. And the reason is because a long time ago we went through these halachas, they are called Tashmishei Kedusha, right? They service something that's kosher, meaning Sefer Torah. And therefore, you're not allowed to do certain things, act disrespectfully to those things. So therefore, you cannot lean on the cover of the shulchan, as we call it. So again, that's something very important that a lot of people miss. Okay, let's just do the Ramah since we're running out of time. The Ramah says, V'chein al-chazan akoret, sarach lamod im akoret, so to what we call the Baal Koret. The Baal Koret, not only the person who gets the aliyah, but also the Baal Koret has to stand without leaning during the duration of the laning. And the Mishnah Berurah takes it a little further. The Gaboyim, who stand next to the Torah while the Torah is being read, brings down from the Shaar Ephraim, that they have to stand too. Okay, no sitting down on the job. Okay, guys? Okay. So we'll have to stop here for tonight. Meretz Hashem, we'll get into the whole issue of the person who gets the aliyah. Should they read along with the Baal Koret? How audible should that be? Should it be audible? And we'll get into that, hopefully tomorrow.